This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado is suing the Trump administration over federal food aid funding. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The lawsuit would force the Trump administration to tap into an emergency fund and provide benefits in November for the federal food program known as SNAP. With the government shutdown grinding on, the Department of Agriculture said it couldn't tap the contingency funds and would not provide benefits starting on November 1st. It would affect about 600,000 Coloradans who utilize SNAP. Colorado is joining other Democratic-led states in the lawsuit. Attorney General Phil Weiser says the administration is making a, quote, deliberate, illegal, and inhumane choice by not utilizing the over $5 billion in funds. Republicans counter that Senate Democrats could ensure that SNAP benefits are paid by ending the shutdown. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
In a first for the state, voters in Garfield, Pitkin, and parts of Eagle counties are deciding on whether to approve a sales tax increase to support child care. CPR's Stephanie Wolf explains it would set up a tuition subsidy for qualifying families.
This revenue, if this measure passes, would also go toward raises for child care workers and grants to providers to improve and expand their facilities. And if it passes and works, then other parts of the state may look at this idea to lower the cost of childcare or at least create more options for parents. But there are questions from skeptics about whether more money is the best solution versus something like loosening rules for running a childcare facility.
CPR's Stephanie Wolf. A Western Colorado church is on trial today. The dispute involves zoning citations issued to the Montrose United Methodist Church for allowing people experiencing homelessness to camp on their property last winter. The city began issuing citations to the church after strengthening an anti-camping ordinance in Montrose. This is CPR News and KRCC.